just in case you think we haven't bonded enough on today's show, here's a little more. Film critic David Edelstein has seen all 20 Bond films and has a review of the newest one, Die Another Day, with Pierce Brosnan in his fourth turn as 007 and Halle Berry as the first Oscar-winning Bond girl.
I've never been able to resist the James Bond pictures, not even the really lame ones, when Roger Moore got so thick that the switch to a wiry stuntman in mid-chase made you choke on your popcorn. When 007, whoever he's played by, strolls in his tuxedo into the roving bullet sight and crouches and fires into the camera and the blood runs down the screen, I'm like a Pavlov dog. I'm drooling at that mixture of brutality and old-world English elegance. So Die Another Day. Well, it's three-quarters of a very lively movie, even if you don't grade on my Pavlovian curve. It's directed by the New Zealander Lee Tamahori, who made a devastating portrait of working-class Maori spousal abuse called Once We're Warriors. And it has a dash more realism than usual. And you don't want in a Bond picture more than a dash. You're supposed to be in and out of them, laughing at their flagrant mega-budget excesses. You know this Bond picture will be different, though, from its title sequence, which leaves you shaken, not stirred. It's not the usual leggy silhouettes straddling long gun barrels. It's a torture montage, after Bond has been captured by the North Koreans, our friends from the Axis of Evil. The wriggling silhouettes are of women, but also of scorpions, and Madonna's voice on the disco-y title track has been made to sound robotic, so for a change, she's expressively inexpressive, with an eerie lack of pity. When Judi Dench's M shows up after Bond's 18-month imprisonment, she doesn't exactly shower him with kisses. She seems a bit irritated he survived.
Gene therapy. New identities courtesy of DNA transplants.
So-called beauty parlor. We'd heard rumors of such a place. I didn't think it really existed.
It doesn't anymore. Zhao got away. He left these behind. All from Gustav Graves's mine. I think it's a front for laundering African conflict diamonds.
We need to tread carefully. Graves is politically connected.
Lucky I'm on the outside, then.
Well, it seems you've become useful again.
Then maybe it's time you let me get on with my job.
Pretty cold, that exchange. And that coldness gives the movie some unexpected bite. It only goes wrong in the last half hour with some campy FX and a noisy car chase through a giant ice palace and the great secondary villain, played by Rick Yoon with a face embedded with diamonds, doesn't get the grand comeuppance he deserves. But even if the end flatlines a bit, Die Another Day is still a resurrection, the best Bond movie since The Spy Who Loved Me. Pierce Brosnan is really growing on me. No, he's not Sean Connery. But it was only Connery's singular combination of working-class ruggedness and snobbery that made us think 007 a more interesting character than he is. Brosnan brings the right steely sense of entitlement to Bond. He makes you believe that Bond's absurd feats are the plausible upshot of his refusal to be bested by a social or sexual inferior. The actor is still sleek, but the touch of crepe paper around his face has eliminated the department store mannequin look that the TV show Remington Steele exploited so shrewdly. He's vulnerable now. And so are we. Bond comes out of torture into what M says is a changed world. He missed 9/11. And the snooty supervillain, played by Toby Stevens, has some Noam Chomsky-esque lines about having studied Western hypocrisy at Oxford and Harvard. He makes fun of the British for believing they still have the right to police the world, and we can't let him get away with that, can we? Amid all this white male sense of entitlement is the first major African-American Bond girl, Jinx, played by Halle Berry, whose Ursula Andress entrance out of the surf caused the preview audience to erupt in cheers. This is not Bond's first interracial romance, and I don't think you can call the movie progressive, since the big climax is two gorgeous women in very tight tank tops having at each other with swords and martial arts. And I don't even think Halle Berry is compelling as an actress here. She's something to see, but her voice is dead. But she has her Oscar now, and the studio is talking about a Jinx spinoff. And it's hard to imagine we'll ever be quite as complacent again with a Bond girl who doesn't get to kill a lot of people, too.
David Edelstein is film critic for online magazine Slate.